Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
A happy new year from Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien on. To kick off the new year, we're looking at changes we can make to improve our domestic recycling. We've all come a long way in the last number of years and have gotten used to implementing new practices in our waste disposal. So how would you rate your domestic recycling on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say quite high, 8, I'd say. We do a lot of recycling.
So I won't say 10 because I would say maybe between 8 and 9.
A 9. I feel like we're very good with recycling.
I try to be 10.
I'm pretty good, but some other people in the household are not so good, so that is very frustrating for me.
Plenty to be happy with there, but is there more we could do, and what might that be? To get a few ideas, I caught up recently with sustainability expert and best-selling author Anne Griffin, who wrote When All Is Said and The Island of Longing, and started by asking her when she started out on this journey.
I would say, Track, it was about 6 or 7 years ago that I started.
Yeah.
And one of the best, where I started, I'll tell you now, was the cereal bag in your cereal box.
Oh, pretty good. Okay.
That's where I started. It's one of my best tips for people. If you're starting off or thinking of starting off, you know, you just do something really simple. Just start off with that cereal bag. If you have a look at that cereal bag that we're constantly throwing in the bin, have a look at it. It's the strongest thing.
Right.
And I have kept my cereal bag. I just keep them. They never go in the bin. They're like gold dust. And I use them again and again and again. I wrap up food, put them in the fridge. You know, it might be a sandwich that I'm just wrapping up, bring with me. Things like that. That's where I start.
Okay. So it's repackaging your packaging.
Exactly.
Using it again for other packaging purposes. Yeah.
Yeah. And like my washing up bottle. My washing up liquid, I've had that same bottle for, I'd say, about 6 or 7 years. And I started off, I don't know if people out there know refill shops, but oh my God, they are fantastic.
Yeah.
And we need to support these little businesses because they are giving us the answers.
Yeah.
And I started off going into them with my washing up, my fairy washing up liquid bottle, and I refilled it. I bring in about 3 or 4 of them with me now.
Yeah.
I get them refilled, I head off home, and that'll do me for a couple of months. And it's the easiest thing to do. So I always think, you know, when you start off trying to do something that's beyond just your recycling bins, just start off small. Start off with something really, really small and manageable.
So we're looking at more kind of the repurposing everything instead of just recycling everything. Recycling is great, but people can do more. You can, without having to put it out in the recycle bin, it's that creativity that you're talking about.
Absolutely. The other thing I do, and my friends think I'm mad, because I go around looking in their bins, in their recycling bins, and I'm looking for their spray bottles and stuff that they'll throw out, because they are brilliant. I do all of my cleaning products I make myself. Vinegar is our best friend. I make all my cleaning products. And so, you know, sometimes the nozzle doesn't work anymore or whatever. So I'm rooting through other people's bins looking for a new one.
Trigger sprays and things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what I'm looking for. And one of these days I know they're going to catch the bug as well. So I keep hoping.
Bring them along. Yeah. And then you'd mentioned before, we were talking about, you'd bring your own containers into the butcher, get the butcher to put things straight into containers for you, just to cut back that soft plastic there.
There you go. I used to fit. Exactly. Mm. And there's lots of pre-packaged foods in butchers now. Do you notice that? I mean, that really drives me mad, actually. But what I did, I used to be embarrassed. I used to think, I can't go into the butcher with me little metal box and saying, can I have some minced beef in there? But it's amazing.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, sure, give me that. And they weigh it and they make sure that they take that weight against the your actual product that you're buying.
Yeah.
So they give you the right price for it.
Yeah.
And it's the same in the fishmongers. I do the exact same there. Wherever I can, I will bring a container. Obviously, I don't buy packaged fruit and veg anymore either. I do grow quite a bit of veg, but like say fruit and that, I just bring in my basket and I just, you know, take the loose fruit.
So the ultimate recycling is happening within your home. It's not that the product and the packaging isn't leaving your home at all. You're recycling within your home.
Exactly. And that's the key.
That's fantastic, Anne. There's lots to work on there. I'm off to the butcher's and I'll bring my containers with me. But yeah. Thanks very much for your time and great. Happy New Year.
And you too.
Plenty of extra ideas there that we'll all be doing at some stage, so why not make it sooner rather than later? Agus Avlian Fi Vosha is Fi Hain.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.